Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I've got a debit on my bank account for $39.99 from Excel Vital. I don't know what this is, and I did not order it.
Yeah, so what was your first and last name?
Jackie McClure.
What was your mailing address?
I'm sorry?
What was your mailing address?
1312 Oak Street, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27403.
Yes, in my DC, there was an order placed for the neck massager. And you said you don't recall placing that order?
No.
Do you recall doing the initial shipping and handling for it? It would have been the $7.45.
No.
Yes, and it looks like that order was placed underneath the email address tatertotsaunt@gmail.com. Are you familiar with that
email address? That's my address, but I did not order this.
Yes, and as well as it was ordered underneath the phone number 336-638-3831?
No.
Yes, so this account was canceled before you were transferred over to fraud. If you don't recall placing that order for the neck massager or doing that shipping and handling for $7.45, we can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. We'd like to let you know our claims for fraud are submitted through the local authorities. We'll provide the IP address that's associated with this account. They'll track the device and location down to where the order was placed and prosecute anyone that has placed the order.
I guess...
Yes, ma'am. We do just have to verify it does not trace back to you or anywhere in your household.
One moment. Will you talk to this woman? I can't understand a word she's saying. Hello?
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 Yes.
I just simply stated that we can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. As I stated, we do have to let you know our claims for fraud do get submitted with the local authorities. They'll track the IP address down to the device and location where the order was placed and prosecute whoever has placed that order.
Okay.
So we'll just have to verify the order for the neck massager was not placed by you or anyone in your household or no one authorized the shipping handling for it, the $7.45. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. So we can go ahead and submit that claim for fraud. The investigation takes 24 hours. If it comes back as actual fraud, a refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes, confirmation number.
C, like Charlie.
C.
25.
25.
89.
11.
11. 25.
25.
1.
1.
And that's it.
That's a C, not a 2. Okay.
Yes, sir, that's it. This account was canceled and this claim for fraud was submitted.
All right, is there anything else that we need to do?
That's it. This account was canceled. The claim for fraud was submitted.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Good one.